We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we're going to be in full weekend mode. I'm going to be in full vacation mode here. So excuse me while I put my feet up. Yeah, I'll take my shoes off, feet off. Feet up on the board, okay? Ah, it's feeling pretty good. Thanks for joining us on Overnight America. And if there's anything you want to bring up before I go on vacation, I'd like to hear your voice one last time. Wouldn't that be a nice little treat if you want to give me a little satisfaction of hearing you one last time before I go out? 436-7900. You can call or text that line, or 800-925-1120. And producer Ben sent this to me. The Anchorage Daily News reporting that there was a commuter plane, about 38 passengers on board, including a high school swim team. They went off the runway when they were trying to land in a small Alaska community. And they say, okay, so there's four injuries. So a couple of people were injured, at least four people injured, according to a police report. There were no casualties. And the thing that I find interesting, and of course, when you got a bunch of high school kids on a plane and something like this happens, that's a little bit scary. Apparently, they gave them all pizza after to calm them down. That's one way to get everyone back on board, right? Okay, we slipped off the end of the runway and, you know, you saw your life flash before your eyes. Here's some pizza. I'm glad no one was seriously hurt. It just said four injuries, but it happened about 5 o'clock in that area. Let's see. Home of Dutch Harbor, one of the nation's busiest fishing ports. That's kind of interesting. All right, 436-7900. And I had a couple of other things I wanted to get to before we go, and there was a story from WISN, which really boggled my mind when I heard this one. This is up near the Milwaukee area. WISN's like a Milwaukee TV station. And they were talking about a 7-year-old boy that was caught with something at school. What do you think the boy was caught with? And the scary thing is, this could happen to anyone. Well, no, not anyone. But a kid taking something to school that they shouldn't take into school. You hear these things every once in a while. They sneak in, they grab mom and dad something, take it to school, and boy, it's embarrassing. All right, listen to what happened in Milwaukee.
It's here at Country Dale Elementary School near West Forest Home and St. Martin's in Franklin, where police say a second grader was caught vaping earlier this month.
Well, I have a third and a fourth grader at Country Dale.
So. Nicole Harold told us she was surprised she hadn't heard it happened at her kid's school.
So the teacher looks up and sees a 7-year-old second grade student vaping in her classroom.
Wow. Isn't that, that's something. There's a few things that tells me. Number one, the kid knew how to do it, which is probably not good, considering that you don't, even as an adult, if I were to observe someone vaping and then they would say, here, now you try, I wouldn't be able to figure it out on my own. I have no idea how any of that stuff works. I would be clueless. The kid successfully did it in class. You know what this is probably a bigger reflection of? Is the things that you're letting your kids consume. If this second-year-old thinks it's cool to vape, he's probably watching stuff on the internet, watching stuff on YouTube, watching personalities or whatever on TV that are talking about these sort of things and glorifying it and making it sound like it's cool, and this is what the cool kids do. And this kid thinks, oh yeah, I'm going to be the cool kid in class. I'll be the one to do something like this. Probably didn't see any danger in it. Probably didn't see that it was wrong to do. Just in his mind thought, okay, cool kids do this, and I'm a cool kid, so I'm going to do this. That's a big endorsement of making sure you're 100% watching everything your kids are doing, and do not let them have unrestricted access at that age to internet and internet programs.
That's terrible. I mean, I can't even imagine. Obviously, the child's seen an adult or someone else doing that to even know what to do.
Police say the Smoke Novo vaping device being used by the 7-year-old boy was similar to this one. The boy's mother said her son found it in her purse and it contained CBD oil.
Oh,
I mean, I'm sure
boy.
That she...
Now, the CBD oil, that's a whole different thing. This is different than them doing this, you know, smoke alternative stuff. And for all the different negative stories that are out there when it comes to vaping, and there's one after another, and all of these people that are putting these third-party stuff into these vape machines, and they're breathing them into their lungs, and they're getting, essentially, they're killing themselves doing this. All the different accounts of people that have been killed, in these kids and these young people, or whatever it is, they just don't see any danger in inhaling something that shouldn't be inhaled into their body. Now you add this on top of the national discussion, which is already have been festering there for a long time. It's not looking good for the vaping industry.
He regrets leaving it in her purse where he could get a hold of it.
Harold says she couldn't imagine having to be on the lookout.
I guess I hadn't really thought too much about my elementary school students being in contact with a vaping device. I don't think they would know what to do with it.
Yeah. This is going to sound so absurd and stupid. I'm surprised there's not vaping toys that they try to push towards these kids, honestly. Because when I was a kid, you used to be able to buy little packs of candy cigarettes. Who remembers candy cigarettes? My friend, friend of the family, whenever we went over to her house, she was big time smoker. She always had candy cigarettes for me every time I went there. Every time. And you would go through those little pieces of chalk. They tasted terrible. And they always had a little red dot painted at the end. They did not taste good. They tasted like a dried out piece of mint. It was something like that. But it was, oh, look at this. And on the front cover, it showed like a cowboy riding a horse and things like that. Things that you would see on regular boxes of cigarettes. But it was a thing that all the kids did. Everyone has tried them before, people my age. And then eventually they kind of went by the wayside. I'm going to guess there's an opportunity for you to purchase them online somewhere, but you'd never see them in stores. I wonder if I go to Amazon if I'd be able to find some of those candy cigarettes. But I wonder if there's some sort of like children's toy that's marketed towards children that's similar to the idea of candy cigarettes. But it would be like, you know, my first vaping box or something. I hope that doesn't exist. But in my general, like when I was younger, they absolutely would have made a toy out of it. All right, 436-7900, 800-925-1120. That's from Franklin, Wisconsin, WISN reporting that. And let me ask you this too. You got to be honest. Have your kids ever brought something into school that embarrassed you? Something that they shouldn't have brought into school? You got a good story there? I'd love to hear it. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Good old Doug text messaged and said, I hope you enjoy your vacation and go out and buy your son a full-size candy bar. All right, Doug. Twisted my arm. So I went on to Amazon, and yes, you can buy candy cigarettes. And there's the one I remember called Roundup. It's a dude on a horse, a cowboy on a horse. There's another one called Lucky Lights. There was a horseshoe with a four-leaf clover in the middle. There was one called Target, which is a big red dot with the word Target down the middle. And one called Victory, which has someone holding up, which looks like the Olympic flame. It has a little ribbon on the bottom of it. Wow. And you can buy, it's a 24 packs of these, so it comes in. You get six of each of those individual ones. So 6, 12, 18, 24 total boxes for $10 on Amazon. Will I get it? No, I'm not going to go buy that. But I remember those as a child. I remember them very, very vividly. And I remember they were everywhere. And everyone my age at least tried them. Joy calling in from Florida said, hi.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Doing good.
I haven't talked to you in about 4 months.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
No way. What happened, Joy? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. There were just a bunch of family problems and stuff.
Okay.
And I just wanted to wish you a happy vacation.
Oh, thank you very much. Wow. So that got you out of retirement there for a little bit to call in to the show.
I haven't heard the show in about that long, too.
Wow. So you've been that busy with family.
It. Yeah.
Oh, Joy. You know, it makes me sad. If you get, hopefully things are okay now.
Well, I'm listening to you, so they're a whole lot better.
Aw, well, that's good to hear.
No, I have been. How's your little one?
He's doing good. He turns 5 next week, so that's what I'm taking off
goodness.
For. We're going to have family in, and we're doing his birthday, and all of his friends are coming over. It'll be fun.
Oh, good, good. And you're talking about those candy cigarettes?
Yeah. Do you remember those?
Oh, heaven. I'm 70 years old, yeah.
Did you used to buy them?
Oh, you used to get them at Halloween all the time.
Would you give them to kids?
Would I give them to kids? No.
No, but did your kids or anyone?
Got them.
You got them even. They've been around
got
that
them.
Long.
Yeah, yeah. But there was also something, and it wasn't candy, but it was a rolled up piece of paper with cotton in it.
Yeah.
And you could blow out and like powder came out of it.
Oh, really? I don't remember those.
Well, that was way back when.
Yeah, interesting.
But, yeah, I remember those because, you know, everybody thought those were really cool. And now that all this talc stuff is going around, it's like, wasn't that cool?
No, you inhale any of that stuff so bad if you take it in the wrong way on accident. Ugh.
Right. And these people that vape, God love them, I hope they have a long life. But have they ever thought that they're just sucking on a battery?
It could be anything. It's not good for you to inhale anything that shouldn't be inhaled. You know,
right.
It's not safe. And then you think about some of them are putting third-party type of chemicals in there because they want to use them for whatever purposes that they're not intended for. And these kids, they're just coating their lungs, irreversible damage, you know, and to some, they even die.
And there have been a lot of deaths because of it. And, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's not cute. It's not cute.
Not at all. All right. Well, thank you. Good to hear from you, Joy. I'm glad you called
back.
When
are you coming back so I can start listening to your show again?
A week from Sunday, I'll be back.
Okay.
So on the 27th. So I got all next week, Sunday through Thursday show. I'm back on the 27th. And you know what? I'm actually going to be filling in and doing a show on our sister station, 97.1, on one of the shows that following week. Isn't that something?
Okay, well, I love listening to you. You make me think.
Thank you, Joy. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Have a great night.
You too. Have a good vacation.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Makes you think. More importantly, makes you feel. Gets you right in the feels sometimes. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. You know, Kevin Killeen did another great, whole nother story about a little art feature that's close to downtown.
It's an inflatable white bubble with the word truth on it. It's about the size of a streamliner camper. Founding artist Jim Rick says you walk in, sit down.
Much like a photo booth, they operate it by themselves on their own, and they leave an up to 2-minute long video completing the sentence, "The truth is, dot, dot, dot."
What do most people expel as the truth in the moment?
I mean, there is no one truth. That actually is probably our most common one when people say that. You know, we have kids go in there, and one kid in Ireland, you know, blurted out, "The truth is Legos." You know, they're small, but you can create big things from them. We've also had very personal ones, which are very heartfelt, of children missing in a very poor working class area of Mexico City. A woman was, I mean, it's heartbreaking. She's describing how she hadn't seen her son in several years. Or somebody who had discovered their partner had a mistress. She was heartbroken. I mean, it's really amazing. Sometimes people need to speak the truth.
I love that you set up across the street from City Hall.
Yes.
Because the politicians there are often accused of bending the truth or lying. Is there a message here for City Hall?
Absolutely.
What is it?
I don't know if I can comment on that further. I think it's a maybe message is the wrong word.
Has the mayor been over here or any of the aldermen today?
Well, we're still setting up right now, so we're hoping to capture the attention of a few public representatives. I think politicians the world around could maybe see this as a provocation, and I think that's probably a good thing.
Some politicians think lying is okay if the ends are justified, if it's for a good purpose.
Well, maybe that's their truth.
Last question. What is your personal understanding of the truth, and how has it evolved through this project?
I believe the truth is truthfulness. It's almost an approach to yourself and how you tap into your heart.
Do you still catch yourself lying sometimes?
I lie all the time.
Is that part of the reason why you're doing this, to reform?
I'm trying to put myself back together, yes.
That's founding artist Jim Ricks of the In Search of the Truth bubble. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Oh, that's an interesting one. The truth is, it's an interesting project. Donna calling in from Festus. Hi.
Hi, Ryan. First of all, I hope you have a wonderful vacation. I hope you're feeling all better now.
I'm getting there. Today I felt very good. Last couple of days I still felt icky. Today was the first day I felt pretty good. So I feel like it's another day and I'll be good to go.
I'm also 70 and those candy cigarettes were at the candy store. But to me they were disgusting because my dad smoked a lot and I saw them ugly things in the ashtray and I listened to him smoke and I listened to him cough. Mm-hmm. And all I could think of was, I don't even want to look at them, even if they're candy. They were just disgusting when I was a little girl, and they still disgust me now.
Really? Still at a young age, you could pass up candy?
Oh, all I wanted him to do was stop, because he coughed and coughed. And when he finally stopped, because my sister has made a deal with him, and he told her if she quit sucking her thumb, that he'd quit smoking. Mm-hmm. And so she did everything she could, and she fought, and she fought, and she'd hold that thumb up there, and she stopped herself. And then Daddy couldn't stop smoking, so later he did. But the point is, I could tell what it was doing to him. And when he stopped smoking, he stopped coughing. So I figured it out at a very young age.
I see. So even the candy and what it represented, no thanks.
Yeah. You know,
messing around with.
There was little red pennies. I liked them. I think they were called little red pennies, and they were they weren't licorice. They were sweet and gooey and... They had those a lot when I was a kid, or 2 cents or something. They were little red, flat, round things.
I'm going to look that up.
That's
candy.
I remember when I was
All right, little. I'll see if I can find that out. Oh, yeah, there they are. I remember those. They almost look like cough drops.
Yeah, only they're flat, and they're...
Juju coins?
Viable. Anyway, they were kind of tasty.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, thank you, Donna. Good to hear from you, and thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Clarence is calling in from Illinois. Hi.
Yeah. You was talking about them candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the bubble gum that was wrapped like a cigarette?
Yes, I remember those too. I forgot about those.
You blow out the end of them and a puff of the powder come out the end. It looked like smoke.
Yes. Now, I always thought that if you were to blow the puff out, it would take all the flavor out of them because that's where the flavor was. Now, I didn't realize until later that the puff was just for the sake of the puff. It wasn't.
Yeah, and they was wrapped. They looked like a cigarette. The end of them was brown like a filter and then the white paper, and they looked like a cigarette.
Yes, I remember those. And those were around when I was a kid, too. So how long have those been around for?
Oh, I remember. I'm 59 years old, and I remember them back 70s, maybe.
Yeah. You know, Clarence, here's an idea. 70s. You know, we spent a lot of money on Halloween handing out that candy. Now, if you want to make sure all the parents skip your house in the future, what if I just hand out those little boxes of candy cigarettes? They'll never go to our house again.
I don't know. I kind of enjoyed them myself when I was a kid.
I know. When I was a kid, I couldn't wait to go to our family friend house. They always had one for me.
I used to walk around with them in my pocket like I was, smoking when a kid.
You're rolling them up in your sleeve.
Yeah.
You keep one behind your ear.
Of course, we're old enough to remember back when people was putting them in their sleeves of their shirts and rolling them up.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was my comment. I hope you have a good vacation. Where are you going?
Here, I'm not leaving. So we have family coming in. My son's, we're hosting a birthday party for our son, so the family's coming in for that.
Oh, you said he turned 5 years old. Didn't seem like just yesterday was three, right?
I know. He's just growing. That's the way it is. And he's excited for it, too. And it's fun. It's just a fun journey. Thank you, Clarence. Good to hear from you.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you.
436-7900. That's the number you can call. 800-925-1120. Yeah, the neighborhood would be pretty upset if I was handing out little boxes of candy cigarettes to all the kids. This is Overnight America, KMOX. Oh, there it is.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the overnight mash. We need an overnight mash.
It was a great.
Maybe we can get Doug to perform an overnight mash when he's here too.
On in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster.
It's hard to create the perfect song, but here we are.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Oh, that's just fun. That's just fun. It's the right way to start a vacation off, listening to Monster Mash three times. Basically how producer Ben, before he goes out for a big night out on the town, listen to Monster Mash, get all pumped up for the fun. So here is a story from KSDK. You may have caught this one. You may not have. I got a whole stack of things that I'm probably going to have to just toss when I'm out, because a week from now, none of these things are going to make sense. So KSDK has a meteorologist on the weekend, Tracy Hinson, that received a message from a viewer that they gave a lot of attention to. Let me play this for you.
I'd like to take a moment to talk about something that happened to my colleague, Tracy Hinson, last
week. Now, they set this up, and there's a lot of outgoing support for her, and there should be. Let me just say, before we play this story, broadcasters, television, radio, print, whatever, we get a lot of unsolicited criticism that is normally unwarranted, okay? It happens all the time. Now, when it happens to be about a woman's looks, this is what I normally would try to advise. You don't have to bring the biggest attention to it. You could just let it go, just like every other broadcaster that gets unwarranted criticisms their way. But they made this into a big deal. So listen here.
Last week, those of us on the air here, we get a lot of viewer feedback all the time. It's part of the job.
I do.
But sometimes it can be a little hurtful. Tracy received this message from a viewer over the weekend. The viewer wrote, "Do you ever watch yourself giving the weather report? Seems that you need a girdle for the stomach overhang, which shortens the front of your dresses. Today was not the first time I noticed this. Maybe you should wear a top that covers the bulge in your stomach. It pains me even to read this, Tracy, to read it out loud. But your response was perfect. You said, Dear Mary, yes, I do watch my air checks. No, I will not be strapping myself into a girdle because you don't like my belly. I like pasta, bread, and cheese too much to obsess over my weight. I like my body, and that's really all that matters. Hashtag no fat shaming.
Okay. So that was the thing. And by the way, the message started, Dear Mary, which would mean that it was a woman that messaged this meteorologist. If you know or have seen this meteorologist, you would look at yourself and think, I wouldn't know if you're necessarily someone that would be the no fat shame type of crowd, because just going through her photos and things like that, she is not someone that would normally have that sort of criticism. So it's totally unwarranted. Okay. But then again, why do this? Why bring all the attention to it? Why make it into a big deal? You know, the Today Show even covered this. They put this on the Today Show. The Today Show. Now, they covered and talked about how the meteorologist had a mean person say something mean to her. This is par for the course. This is a tame, mean message compared to what some people receive. And I got to tell you, if you're a female in this business, television in particular, I got to imagine you get far worse things said to you on a regular basis. Real dirty, terrible, mean things. This is probably the tamest thing that could be sent to you. This isn't like, let's go out there and make a campaign about it. I'm sorry.
It's important to remind everybody, Tracy, which is why we're airing this, even adults and children as well, that body shaming is never okay. And your response, by the way, has more than 20,000 likes and it's been shared hundreds of times, and your response was just spot on.
I was so touched by all the responses I got, not only from my friends that I really feel are family here at KSDK, but from everyone. You know, I was at the hair salon today, and one of the stylists came up to me and she said, "I know you don't need to hear it from a hairstylist, but I loved your tweet." You know, some random hairstylist. I was like, I've been so touched, and a bunch of people who've now reached out to me from the St. Louis area. So I've been completely just honored. It's felt really nice to read through all the comments, and it's such an important message out there, Kay. No matter, you know, what you look like, what you like to eat, you know, that's part of living. So
right.
You know, we just need to be kind to one another, like Ellen said.
We need to be kind. That's all those things are true. Be kind to one another. Ah, I feel, again, the Grinch of me just coming out. You know, we're getting close to the Grinch spirit, the Grinch time of year. This is me. I mean, I am the Grinch. But you didn't have to do that. And I got to tell you, that's a, you got to give that much attention to it. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this out loud. But it's the end of the week, and we get to air all of the thoughts and the things that you normally shouldn't say out loud at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I can't believe we're that close to the end of the night. I can tell you, I'm really looking forward to spending the last couple of weeks of the year with you here on Overnight America. We get our new time, you know, 8 o'clock start time, which is pretty cool. I got some other vacation time coming up towards, I saved all my vacation time for the end of the year. Got some time coming up during Thanksgiving, got some time during Christmas. So this was kind of like the first week of time off, so I'm really looking forward to it. All right, let me just try to go through as many of these stories as I can. Because all of these papers are going into the recycling bin after. There's a story at KMOX.com. Roadkill deer could be claimed in Illinois. Anyone stop and pick up roadkill? I thought that was something that they did when it was like pure desperation. But have you ever drove down the road and said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 stop, 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 honey, stop. Look at that deer. Look at that deer. Whoa, let me throw him in the back of the truck." So if you're caught up, this is just such a weird premise. If you're caught up on child support payments, Illinois officials are reminding you that you can claim dead deer off the side of the road. It's that time of year to watch for deer. Illinois Department of Natural Resources say that you can claim a deer if you saw it get hit and the person who hit it doesn't want it. So if you see someone hit a deer and you pull over and they think you're just nice. "Oh, no, no, I'm okay. Everything's okay. I just hit that deer." You're like, "No, no, no, no. Did you call dibs on the deer yet? You call dibs on the deer." So if you saw the accident happen, the vehicle that was in the collision doesn't want the deer, you can just have the deer, I guess. It's only available for an Illinois resident and only available if you're not delinquent on child support. What does child support have to do with that? How does that tie into it? So long as you're not delinquent on child, oh boy, you can get in real trouble for picking up that deer, doing the job of the state who would normally have to go around and pick it up themselves. So you're doing them a favor, but no, not if you're back on child support. What else we got here? Here's another Illinois story. Stockton man wins best bagger in Illinois competition. Wouldn't that be nice to be the best at something, even if it's just bagging groceries? So a worker at a Sullivan Foods in Stockton, Illinois, this is from WREX in Rockford, Illinois, is dubbed the best bagger in the state. He won a Illinois Food Retailers Convention competition last month in Chicago. He qualified, and now he's going to go on and take on other baggers from across the United States. He is what could be a top-rated bagger with speed, weight distribution, bagging techniques, and other things like attitude and presentation. So he's going to be on his way. His name's Benson. We're all going to be rooting for you, Steven Benson, as you go compete in the national competition, which is in San Diego in February. Wow, what a beautiful place to go. That would be cool to be the greatest at something, even if it's just bagging groceries. That's quite an accomplishment. I hope that helps get him a college scholarship. He looks like a high school kid. He puts that on his resume. He applies for college, and they're kind of on the border, like, "I don't know if we want this kid." Wait a minute. The best grocery bagger in the country? Roll out the red carpet for this guy. This is Overnight America, KMOX. here. We only got a couple more minutes. Vacation, here we come. I'm looking forward to taking the next week off. And so be nice, please be nice to all the guest fill-in hosts. Brad Young, I understand, is going to be filling in for a couple of days. You know, we got a couple of different people that will be filling in. So have fun with it, you know, and make sure to be very nice to them. Let's see. I'm going to try to go through as many of these stories as I can. How about this one story from Iowa in Des Moines? And this is from the Des Moines Register, the newspaper out there. An Iowa family discovered something lurking in their basement. Of all the things to find in a basement, it's super gross. When my wife yells my name from the basement, I know that she found a spider or a bug she needs me to come out and kill. Okay, no problem. I can go do that. I don't know what the reaction would be if she found 5 inches of animal blood in our basement. Now, it sounds like out of a horror movie, or it sounds like out of, well, only a horror movie, or a 1980s heavy metal type of music video. So a man, a family of five, well, no, how many family members? They got a couple of kids in this family. But he goes back to his home, and he notices immediately it smells like a meat locker inside this house. It's like, something's not right. So he went to the basement, and what did he see? Well, red liquid coming from the sub pump. And it was like out of a Halloween movie, he says. So he's a father of five. And next door to where they live is a custom meat locker. The company's been there for about 10 years, and he said he's never had a problem until a new company started to work there. They purchased the company, and they started taking it over. And all of a sudden, he started having issues, okay? So apparently, they use the same drainage. I don't know exactly how close to each other they are, but now, it's kind of hard to tell exactly what the regulations are, but it makes it sound like that this company is not properly draining this animal blood when they're slaughtering these animals next door. So what they should be doing is collecting this stuff and not putting down the drain animal blood and animal fat and animal bones. So what they primarily do is suck this stuff up into a tank, and then they remove it and they get it out of there properly. They remove this waste properly. Well, apparently the company said when they're going through this process, there could be some of this blood and fat and bone that accidentally goes down this sewer drain. And it sounds like there's got to be some blockage in the sewer drain somewhere. Well, no kidding. You've been shoving animal fat and animal bones down the drain. No kidding. You think there's a blockage somewhere down the line. So what ended up happening was, since they share in it, they're on the same type of drainage. When it has nowhere to go, it starts to back up, just like when there's heavy rain in an area and some people's basements flood. When the rain and the water have no place to go, it's going to find a place, and sometimes it's going to find a way into your basement. Well, in this case, it started just pooling up in the blood eventually, 5 inches of it in this guy's basement. And he says it's just terrible. I mean, everything down there is a complete loss. He said, luckily, they only really used it for some Christmas decoration storage, some old beds, things like that. So there weren't a lot of valuables in the basement to begin with. So he said they're pretty lucky in that sense. It's so gross. There's pictures online. It's like big chunks of fat and bone and all this stuff in there. Well, at first, the company next door said, hey, we're doing everything we can, so not our problem. That angered a lot of people, and the company realized very quickly that the whole town was going to come out with pitchforks and make sure this place did the right thing if they weren't going to do it voluntarily. So eventually the company said, all right, we're going to work with the neighbors and we'll try to make this right. It's absolutely their fault. So even the city departments went over there and they put a special dye into the drainage, and then that dye popped up over the neighbor's house. So they absolutely know this blood's coming from. Like, where else did they think this blood was coming from? You know, the slaughterhouse next door that was putting it down the drain and not properly taking it out. Yeah, who else? It is so gross. Now, some people would say that a clog line somewhere down there would also be their responsibility. If I were the city, I'd be trying to sue them and saying, hey, you've been putting things down there that you shouldn't. Go ahead and take care of this too. All right, well, that does it for us here. You can reach me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. The show from tonight posted online at KMOX.com/ONA. So I'm going to be out for the next week. I had a pleasure to be with you here tonight. I don't exactly know who's going to be in which nights. There was a couple of people that they had in mind, but I don't think they were 100% confirmed. So back again Sunday at 11 o'clock with our special guest host all next week too. I'll be back a week from Sunday. But in the meantime, all you got to do is tweet me at Ryan Recker or look up the podcast wherever you get your podcast at. Just search for Overnight America. Have a great night.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.